So in fact, you've travelled quite a way then, didn't you, working your father?
Yes, but he did put quite a bit of work over whole little Quantico, I think. It was along to the Estills. I talk about walking to work. Some men walk from Neverstory down to St Audrey's to help build those walls, which they just demolished.
Did most of the men that lived here, did they work here in this community?
Well, yes, because you couldn't get anywhere, could you, unless you had a horse. In fact, I met an old man some years ago. In fact, his father owned the shop down in St Mary Street. And apparently some of his relatives have taken him down to watch it. And he said it was only the second time he'd been to watch it in his life. Because unless you had some means of transport, you walked everywhere or rode a horse. In fact, I don't know if you need ever read that book on the Overstory Vicar,
Paupers
and Pig Killer. See, only form of transport there was a horse, and not many people had a horse. But like on the top of the village up here, you'll see a number of strips of land, perhaps about an acre each. Well, they were belonged to the tradespeople of the village who had a horse, like the butcher would have a horse to take his meat around the various people like that. But you were quite affluent if you had a horse.
And what was the acre of land used for?
Well, for keeping the horse, used to you. Either with grass or hay. You had to work it so that you could grow some hay for the winter. Like where we are here. A father bought this and the house next door when he got married. That was the house, and here was a stable. Well, the old lady years ago, Mrs. Briffitt, she used to run a horse bus or pony bus to Bridgewater. And she kept her little cart out here in the driveway because the roof ran across into the next house. And above here was the loft where she kept her hay. In fact, in some of the pictures you can see where they put the hay through from outside, you know, through a door.
So did your family make all the tombstones?
Well, years ago, my grandfather had, I think it was three monumental masons working in the bark house, cutting headstones and inscriptions, that sort of thing. My father carried it on for quite a while, but after a while, the Italians who supplied the marble decided that they would withhold raw marble and supply the memorials themselves. And they then sent them over already worked headstones and crosses and all that sort of thing. So it reduced the work available for the British stonemasons. But it was a very slow process in cutting marble and other materials because they didn't have diamond tip saws like they've got now. It was cut by a plain saw with no teeth. I'll show you. I'm up in the garden directly. And you kept going backwards and forwards like that, and you had cutting sand with water running down a sloping disc sort of towards the saw, and you cut about an inch an hour. So if you had a 3-inch slab, take about 3 or 4 hours to cut through it. And they did the same with the crosses, but they had a double sort of saw to do that. It's very hard work and very slow.